This is Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast with me, Sarah Maloof. Join me as I chat with fitness gurus, business owners, wellness experts, and other inspiring individuals as together we dive into what it means to live well. Hi, friends. Welcome to the show. I am literally standing in my closet recording this, just trying to find a quiet place at the house for this little solo episode. I just got back from Memphis. Well, actually, let me back up. This weekend was crazy and so fun. I went to Starkville on Friday because one of my dear friends was awarded Young Alum of the Year. So that was fun to go back to our college town. And nothing is the same. Starkville has changed so much, but I mean, for the better, even though I miss the OG Starkville where there was really nothing but the university. It'll always have a special place in my heart. That was so fun. And then I went from Starkville to Memphis to celebrate my dad. He turned 60 this past week, and we were able to host a surprise party for him, which was so fun. And I was just honored to be his daughter in that room because it was amazing how many people showed up, and just to look around the room and think, wow, my dad at 60 has so many friends, dear friends and family who love him. And what was most impressive is many of the friends there have been his friends even since high school. And so it was really cool to see that loyalty come to fruition and those friendships. And it was just such a fun time celebrating him. So now I'm back actually in town in Mississippi for the whole week, which is unheard of. I usually leave every weekend, but I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to catch up with you guys. So today's message is one that you might have heard if you have heard me speak in a corporate setting or if you've read my blog. It's a silly little comparison to life being like a box of pizza, which I know sounds so wild. And you might be thinking it's like a cruel, sick joke for me, someone who preaches on health and wellness, to be tempting you with the idea of pizza, but just keep with me. I promise it's not. And I'll round it out, and I think it'll all make sense. And being someone who does love food and love to eat, this is a comparison or a metaphor that sticks with me, and I hope it does with you too, and I hope it makes sense because it's something I think about often, especially where I am right now. Like today, I had a full day with the skin consult, my job. We had a conference we went to, and you know, I did not imagine my life this time last year, or really even 6-7 months ago, that I would be working in this role at a startup, building this company the way that I am, living where I am. I mean, a couple years back, I didn't think I would be in Mississippi. 1 year back, I didn't think I'd be in the house we're in now. And all these are great changes, and I'm so happy. But then sometimes life happens differently than you planned or you thought it would be, and you might see that as a negative thing too. So this comparison really goes either way. It's just about life maybe not turning out the way you expected for better or for worse. But okay, so track with me. Imagine that you're scrolling Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and you get some sort of sponsored ad, as we all do, but this one is for your favorite pizza shop. Okay, so on this imaginary ad, let's say you see some individual consuming a thick crust veggie pizza. And once you see it, of course, just as the marketers wanted you to do, you subconsciously fall victim to the ad and you decide that you simply must order that pizza. So because you fall victim to the clickbait, you tap it, tap the photo, and you click that order now or buy now or whatever button. And once you're on the form, you order exactly what you saw in that shop's paid model enjoying, right? A thick crust veggie pizza. It looked amazing in the ad. So now you're just obsessing over having one for yourself. No sooner than you've clicked place order, you receive a pop-up notification, right? And it lets you know that, let's say, Anne will be arriving in approximately 30 minutes with your pizza. The site even goes so far as to tell you that she'll be arriving in a blue Honda. And y'all, I don't think this is exactly how Uber Eats works, but similar. So keep with me. So to your pleasant surprise, your doorbell rings in just a mere 23 minutes. You know, it said 30, got here early. So when you open the door, you're actually greeted by a guy whose name is Mark, and he pulled up in his white Ford. So yeah, you're slightly taken aback. You just make a little comment to Mark and you're like, oh, you're not who I was expecting. And he informs you that Anne has something unexpected come up. So he's just going to finish out her shift and he's delivering the orders on her behalf. So nonetheless, you pay the guy. He hands over the warm box decorated with the pizza shop's logo and you eagerly walk back to your kitchen ready to indulge. I'm literally making myself hungry right now with this comparison or this metaphor, but by now, just put yourself in these shoes. By now, you've hyped up this meal so much in your mind and you're just beyond eager to gobble up every last bite of that thick crust veggie pizza. But to your dismay, when you open the box, you don't see a veggie pizza. It's not the one you were expecting. Yeah, it's still thick crust, but it's not veggie. It's a meat lover's pizza. Sure, you're thinking to yourself like, yeah, I do love meat lover's pizza, but still you're kind of thrown off, right? And you're maybe thinking, dang, this is not what I was expecting, but it does still look really good. It smells phenomenal. So what do? Well, if you're anything like me, you eat the pizza, of course. Duh, you eat every last bite of that pizza and you enjoy every morsel of it. And why? Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza. And yeah, it was still totally delicious too. Sure, it wasn't exactly what you were hoping for. It wasn't just like that person's on Instagram. And yeah, it did not arrive in the manner you had planned for either. But it still did arrive on its own time in its own manner, and it still got to you. Even if it wasn't what you were expecting, right? You still made the best of it and you enjoyed what you got. So is life. Now again, you might be thinking to yourself, is Sarah insane? Has she totally lost it? Is she actually trying to compare life to a pizza delivery? But yeah, the answer is yes, and probably on both accounts. Life does not always happen in the way in which you originally envisioned it. You may think life should look one way based on what you saw others doing online, or maybe you were expecting certain arrival times. I know as females, we tend to try to plan out when we're getting married or when we're having kids or whatever it is. But then your timeline turned out differently. Like maybe you thought you'd end up in some particular job or some certain relationship, but you landed somewhere or with someone else instead. But hey, I mean, your life is still good. The crust is still there. I think it's important to note that the crust was the same. Your foundation, things like your values, your morals, etc., that's there to keep you solidified and grounded in who you are and what you hold true. And I hope that those things, the little things that maybe don't matter, we all evolve as people, but your morals and your values and things like that should hopefully, probably, typically stay the same. But the toppings, they're different. The delivery, unexpected. All of that isn't quite what you expected, right? I mean, like I said before, personally, I have been guilty of looking to my left and my right and convincing myself of what my life, quote, should look like. Definitely putting that in air quotes. I've worried and still worry. I'm not perfect. This is a constant struggle. So much about what others will think of me, society standards, how my life ought to look on paper, what I'm, again, quote, supposed to do, and so on. So much so that I'm guilty of even missing out on opportunities to just enjoy my life just as it is. And as it was and as it still is, really. It's beautiful. And it's just a reminder that even when life doesn't always turn out the way we expected, for better or for worse, it's what we got. So we might as well enjoy it, right? I mean, I find myself, like I said, slipping into this comparison game, even self-comparison. Now, that's something that I feel like isn't talked about as much because it's obvious that most people, myself included, might compare our lives to others, especially now that we have the power of social media and we can so easily see everyone else's highlight reel. But I even tend to compare myself to my past self negatively. Why don't I weigh what I used to weigh? Why do I not look the way I used to look? Why don't I have the energy, the personality, the drive, whatever that I used to have? Or you might look ahead and say, you know, I know I've had a lot of friends who have maybe struggled with infertility, or maybe they are parents, but they just don't see themselves being the kind of parent they want to be, or the kind of employee or business owner or whatever. And we tend to be our own worst critics sometimes. I even think that is stealing, or I know that is stealing the joy from your present day, your present life. So again, this is a somewhat silly, simple reminder that life doesn't always work on our timeline. Life doesn't always look the way we expected it to, planned it to. But that's okay, because it's still really good if we let ourselves enjoy it. If we let ourselves be present, soak it in for what it is, keep our grounding the same, keep our feet on the ground, keep ourselves true to who we are, but just enjoying life as it comes and goes, as it ebbs and flows. So, yep, life is like a pizza. You heard it here first. And now I bet some of you are thinking that you're going to have pizza for dinner tonight. I might as well. I do not have any promo codes or discounts for you to use at any local pizza shops. I'm very sorry. Maybe someday. Kali Power, if you're listening to this, your girl's happy to sponsor. But anyway, that's that on that. You can read more in depth if you want to recap. It's on the blog, sarahmaloof.com, as well as a few other entries. And I promise to get better at updating that more frequently. But we just launched, and there are, I think, 4 blog entries, as well as all past recipes I've posted are linked on there. Podcasts you can find there. A little about me. And yeah, so you can either find me at sarahmaloof.com or connect me on IG at sarahmaloof__. I love y'all. Thank you for listening. Any feedback, comments, questions, concerns, y'all can shoot me a DM and I'll be happy to respond. And until next week, y'all have a good one. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast. If you liked what you heard and you would like to support me, it would mean so much if you would subscribe to the show, rate and review, and spread the word. Tell your friends, tag me on Instagram, all the things. That really does help me grow and helps me create more content that I can put out for you all.